Hello, hello everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm so excited. This is this free Tap into Magic call. This is a free tapping call. And welcome everyone. I'm thrilled you are here. Some of you are new. This is your first time on the call. Others have been joining me for a long time. And it's one of my favorite times of the week. I just love doing these calls. This is actually going to be an introduction to a seven-week tapping telecast series I do. So how the call is going to go is I'll share a little bit about me and who I am and tapping. We'll do a little visualization. And then I'm going to work with a couple of you on the call, and you'll all tap along and get what we call borrowing benefits. So my intention for the call is you're going to let go of what isn't serving you, clear out any stuck energy, and get back in the zone. Let me just turn off the chimes. Okay, so for those of you who don't know me, my name is Kate Winch. I'm originally from England, hence the accent, and I have been a tapping practitioner for about 10 years now. And it's one of my passions. I've had my own business for over 20 years. Started out doing body work, and then I became a hypnotherapist because I used to smoke cigarettes and I quit using hypnotherapy. I'm also an intuitive reader. And about 10 years ago, my aunt, who's a therapist in England, introduced me to tapping, also known as emotional freedom techniques. And I thought it was a little strange. You tap and say these words. And I ended up using it just a little bit with my clients for who were having cravings when they were quitting smoking. And then my sister tried it and she said, oh my gosh, this stuff is amazing. You have to go and train for it. So I ended up a little skeptical going to train for it. And it really ended up blowing me away. And I became like a sponge. I was just like, I'm just going to learn everything there is to learn about tapping. And I became certified. And I remember there was this Wednesday afternoon. It was raining. And I was doing what I like to call my abundance tapping. And I was clearing blocks to deserving abundance. And that evening, I received $900 in cash as an unexpected gift. And I thought, this works. And I ended up doing my tapping every morning. I'd go for a walk, and I just really took on the tapping. And that year, I had one of the best years I'd had in my practice. And I found that opportunities just came to me. I got invited to speak on people's stages and clients and interviews, radio, all sorts of things. And I actually, further down the line, got to share the stage with Gary Craig, who's the founder of tapping, of EFT. And so I really love helping entrepreneurs with the inner game, because when you have your own business, you know, most people are really good at what they do, but when it comes to the business side, they get really stuck, and there can be the fear of shining, the fear of putting yourself out there. There's just so much resistance. So I used to be painfully shy. You would never catch me in front of a room speaking. And now I teach all the time, and I use the tapping to help me with my fear of shining. So since then, I've been teaching these tapping teleclasses and workshops. I work with people one-on-one, and I'm still blown away by this technique 10 years later. It pretty much amazes me most days, whether I'm using it with clients or working on it, you know, using it myself. And you can use it for procrastination, which is a big one, right? As humans, we really resist doing what we need to do, and we can really sabotage our success. Stress about money, relationship stuff. Really, you can use it on anything. You can use it for health issues. You can use it for anxiety, anger, guilt, shame, all these emotions we can have as humans, which when we're triggered, it really takes up a lot of energy. You know, if you're mad at someone or yourself or you're anxious or you're grieving, it just takes up so much. It can be very consuming. And so the tapping is just wonderful to help you clear your energy and get you back in the zone. So what I'd love to do first is just do a little grounding exercise just to get you centered. You may have been running around today. So I'd like you all to turn off any distractions, step away from the computer, and give yourself the gift of this hour. Close your eyes. Take 3 deep breaths. You can put your left hand on your heart if you like. And just take a moment to set the intention of today's session. Thinking about what you want to let go of and what you want to bring in. Stretching your fingers and toes, loosening your jaw, inhaling deeply. And just take a moment to imagine you are on a beautiful white sandy beach. The sun is shining. The waves are lapping against the shore. And you go deeper and deeper relaxed. And somebody comes up and hands you a giant red helium balloon. And you put all your stresses and worries in that balloon, all the things you've been worried about. And you just let it go. And you watch it float up into the sky, handing all your fears and worries over to the universe, letting go of being general manager of the universe, and you don't have to do it all by yourself. And you lie down in the sand, breathing in divine love into your mind, into your heart, into each and every cell of your body. And just feel your heart opening like a rose, sending love out to everyone on this call, sending love to everyone all around the world. And take a moment to connect with your future self. It's 6 months from today. If you were waving a magic wand, what would it look like? Allow yourself to expand your mind to all the amazing possibilities that are available to you. Where are you living? Who are you with? How is your self-care? What daily practices of self-care are you doing? Prayer, meditation, tapping, journaling, moving the body, being with pets. What nurtures, what really nourishes you. Dancing, singing, being with friends, being in community. Making sure that you're doing what you love every day and you're really feeding your soul. Inhaling deeply and see your future self. How are your relationships? How's your relationship with yourself? Falling in love with everything you are, everything you're not. Practicing compassion and acceptance. What sort of support are you getting? Knowing that giving yourself the gift of support is one of the best things you can do to create a life you love. Often we're struggling with challenges on our own. Expanding your capacity to receive support, love, abundance, health. How's your work? Are you doing what you love? Perhaps you're working less, earning more. How are your finances? Growing your money. And take a moment to ask your future self, what do I need to let go of to bring me closer to this future self vision? One of the keys to creating a life you love is actually, sometimes it's more about letting go rather than adding things. Perhaps you have some addictive habits. It could be being on Facebook too much, or drinking or smoking or eating too much sugar, or just anything you're doing that's taking your life force and distracting you, not making you feel good afterwards, worrying. So this is about letting go of what doesn't serve you, clearing out the clutter, your schedule clutter, your any relationships that don't serve you. Continuing to make more space for more of what you want to come into your life. So see yourself in this future self vision, and how do you feel? Pick three words that you'd like to cultivate more for this over the next 6 months. How do you want to feel? Powerful, peaceful, prosperous, sexy, vibrant, loving, compassionate, playful. Pick three words that you'd like to cultivate. Breathing in this future self vision into your mind, into your heart, and sending it out into the universe. Trusting in the divine order of your life. Letting go of any attachment of how it's meant to look, knowing whatever is yours will come to you. Your job is to enjoy the journey, knowing the universe has your back and trusting in the divine order. Okay, and when you're ready, you can open your eyes. Feel free to jot down any notes. And once again, a warm welcome to you all. If you've just joined, my name is Kate Winch, and this is a Tap Into Magic call. We're going to be doing some tapping, and I'll share about the 7-week teleclass that's coming up if you'd like to have this as a weekly structure. So tapping is like acupuncture without the needles. One of the reasons I'm so passionate about this is you can do it on yourself, which is so empowering. If you're having a tough day, you have this amazing technique at your fingertips. And being human, life can be stressful. We have, you know, we can have these challenges and we can be anxious. We can be, like I said, angry, guilty, sad. You know, all these emotions can be very consuming. As I mentioned before, we can procrastinate. We can have a dream and a vision, and we just don't do what we need to do to make it happen. Or even around self-care, right? The sabotaging our success. So the tapping is very good for these things. And it's really good for, as I mentioned, the health issues or physical pain, for addictions, all sorts of things. So what we're going to do, if you're new to tapping, I know most of you on the call are familiar with tapping, but if there's anyone that's new, you've got that little chart with the tapping points, and hopefully you've got to watch that video I sent out about how to tap. We will go over the tapping points briefly, and I'm going to work with, let's see if I can pronounce her name, Sudarbha first, because I know you're new to tapping. If you can press *6 and come on the line, I'll do a little bit of tapping with you before and I tap with the next person.
Okay, she's on the line.
Great, thanks, Nicola. So is it Sudarbha?
Sudarbha.
Sudarbha.
S-U-D-A-B-E-H.
B-E-H. Very nice to meet you, Sudarbha. How can I best support you? Yes. And you're new to tapping, right?
Yes.
Great. So tell me in a nutshell, what would you like to let go of and bring in? So maybe you have some anxiety, maybe you have, what would you like to let go of and bring in?
Let go of anxiety and past anger, and would like to let in more love and compassion and more happy times, happy things.
That's a great intention. Love, compassion, and happiness. I love that. So if you were measuring your anxiety and anger 0 to 10, what number would you give it? Is it 10 is high, 0 is low?
About, I say, maybe 7.
And what's your theory? What's your theory about why you have this anger and anxiety?
I just came to U.S. from Australia. I used to live here 20-some years ago. I went to Australia to visit my mother and sister and brother, but they were all refugees from Iran, and eventually they all died back in Australia.
I'm so sorry.
And I have one sister left there that's older than me, and she started not treating me very nice, and however my mother always treated me really nice, and then I couldn't really stay there any longer, and the anger and fighting was becoming extreme, and I also got a head injury on top of everything, and then I tried last few months just to pack up and come back, and it's all dark around me, but I'm just trying to find a little bit of light and just follow that, and it's not very easy to do. Yes, and I found Ola. I come to her home, and she told me about a lot of nice, positive things constantly. She's trying to help me.
Ah, yes. Well, I'm so glad you're on. I'm glad you're on the call, and I'm so sorry for all your loss. And I acknowledge your courage of, you know, making a new start in your life.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, so what we're going to do, we just have a little bit of time, but we're going to just do a little round on clearing anger and anxiety. So for everyone listening, if you have that anger and anxiety can be quite common, or if you're stressed or whatever your issue is, pick an issue, pick an emotion, give it a number 0 to 10, and tap along. Now I'm going to lead you all through a sequence of words. You're going to repeat them after me. If I say anything that doesn't resonate, you can just change the words at any time. We always start with the part of us that doesn't want to change.
Okay.
And you're welcome. So, and I'm just going to go over the points real quick again. So the side of the hand, everyone, you're going to tap on the right side of the hand below the pinky. This is the karate chop point. Again, if you're new, have that diagram that I sent you so you can look at the points. And you're going to tap lightly on the side of the hand. You can do either hand. And it's on the fleshy part of the skin. If you're breaking a piece of wood, you know, the karate chop, that's where you're tapping on the hand. I'll lead you through a sequence of words, and then you'll say eyebrow. I'll say eyebrow, and you'll tap where the brow ends near the nose. I like to tap on both sides of the body. Side of the eyes, underneath the eyes, one hand in between the nose and the mouth. The chin, collarbone, underneath the arms, rib cage, two wrists together, finishing with the top of the head. Okay, so you may notice just by tapping on those points, you feel a bit lighter. And now we're going to go back to the karate chop point. And everyone, pick your issue, pick your emotion, and tap along and repeat these words after me. So tapping on the side of the hand and say, so Sudhabe, you're going to repeat the words after me. Even though I have all this anxiety and anger.
Even though I have all this anxiety and anger.
And I don't know how I can let it go.
And I don't know how to let it go.
Maybe it doesn't feel possible.
Maybe it doesn't feel possible.
I've had so many difficult things happen.
I had so many difficult things happen.
I wouldn't recognize myself without all this stress.
I wouldn't recognize myself with all this stress.
I wonder who I'd be.
I wonder who I'd be.
And I love and accept myself anyway.
And I love and accept myself anyway.
Close your eyes, everyone. Take a nice deep breath. Keep tapping on the side of the hand. Again, repeat after me. Even though I have all this anxiety and anger.
Even though I have all this anxiety and anger.
I don't know how I can let it go.
I don't know how to let it go.
Maybe it doesn't feel safe.
Maybe it doesn't feel safe.
I can't relax about this.
Can't relax about this.
I have to be on guard.
I have to be on guard.
But I accept who I am.
But I accept who I am.
And I appreciate how I feel.
And I appreciate how I feel.
Close your eyes, deep breath. Keep tapping on the side of the hand, even though I have all this anxiety and anger.
Even though I have all this anxiety and anger.
I deeply and profoundly love and accept myself anyway.
I deeply and profoundly love and accept myself anyway.
Accept myself anyway, yes. Close your eyes, deep breath, everyone. Excellent. And now we're going to the eyebrows. So tapping on both sides of the body where the brow ends near the nose. This anger and anxiety.
This anger and anxiety.
Side of the eyes. This anger and anxiety.
This anger and anxiety.
Underneath the eyes. I'm so stressed about so many things.
I am so stressed about so many things.
Nose, all this hurt and pain.
All this hurt and pain.
Chin, all this loss and grief.
All this loss and grief.
Collarbone, all this old trauma.
All this old trauma.
Underneath the arms, all this fear and worry.
All this fear and worry.
Rib cage, all this overwhelm.
All this overwhelm.
Two wrists together, all this anger and resentment.
All this anger and resentment.
At myself and them.
At myself and them.
Top of the head, all this struggle.
All this struggle.
Eyebrows, all this hopelessness.
All this hopelessness.
Side of the eyes, it's so exhausting.
It's so exhausting.
Underneath the eyes, I have suffered so much about this.
I have suffered so much about this.
Nose, I'd really like to let it go.
I really like to let it go.
Chin, all this loss of power.
All this loss of power.
All this sadness and grief.
All this sadness and grief.
All this struggle.
All this struggle.
Rib cage, I've suffered so much about all of this.
I have suffered so much about all of this.
Two wrists together, it's so exhausting.
It's so exhausting.
Top of the head, I would really like to let it go.
I would really like to let it go.
Eyebrows, what if I could feel a little lighter?
What if I could feel a little lighter?
Side of the eyes, what if I could have some relief?
What if I could have some relief?
Underneath the eyes, I really want to let go of being general manager of the universe.
I really want to let go of being a general manager of universe.
Nose, and give this to the universe to handle.
And give it to the universe to handle.
Chin, I don't need to do it all by myself.
I don't need to do it all by myself.
Collarbone, all this stress.
All this stress.
Underneath the arms, all this anxiety and anger.
All this anxiety and anger.
Ribcage, I'm letting it go.
I am letting it go.
Two wrists together, letting it go.
Letting it go.
Top of the head, letting it go.
Letting it go.
Eyebrows, no big deal.
No big deal.
Side of the eyes, it's safe to let it all go.
It's safe to let it all go.
Underneath the eyes, I'm allowed to let it go.
I'm allowing to let it go.
Nose, I deserve to let it go.
I deserve to let it go.
Chin, it's possible to let it go.
It is possible to let it go.
Collarbone, I choose to let it all go.
I choose to let it all go.
Underneath the arms, I call all my power back.
I call on my power back.
Rib cage, from all directions of time and space.
From all direction of time and space.
Top of the head, it's safe to be powerful.
It's safe to be powerful.
Top of the head, it's safe to shine.
It's safe to shine.
Eyebrows, I forgive everyone, including myself.
I forgive everyone, including myself.
Side of the eyes, and I set myself free.
And I set myself free.
Eyebrows, underneath the eyes. Only good lies before me.
Only good lies before me.
Nose, only good comes out of these challenges.
Only good comes out of these challenges.
Collarbone, I listen to my inner wisdom.
I listen to my inner wisdom.
Underneath the arms, I know what to do.
I know what to do.
Rib cage, life loves me.
Life loves me.
Two wrists together, I trust in the divine order of my life.
I trust in the divine order of my life.
Top of the head, and that things are unfolding perfectly.
And things are unfolding perfectly.
Eyebrows, even though it's hard to see.
even though it's hard to see.
Side of the eyes, it's safe to relax.
It is safe to relax.
Underneath the eyes, it's safe to heal.
It is safe to feel.
Nose, it's safe to heal.
Or to heal, sorry. Safe to heal.
Chin, I choose to tap into love and compassion.
I choose to tap in to love and compassion.
Collarbone, for myself and others.
For myself and others.
Underneath the arms, it's safe to be happy.
It's safe to be happy.
Ribcage, I'm allowed to be happy.
I'm allowed to be happy.
Two wrists together, I choose to feel surprisingly calm and peaceful.
I choose to feel surprisingly calm and peaceful.
Top of the head, I wonder what wonderful surprises will happen in this next chapter of my life.
I wonder what wonderful surprises will happen in the next chapter of my life.
I choose to feel inspired and motivated.
I choose to feel inspired and motivated.
All is well.
All in well.
Close your eyes, everyone. Take a nice deep breath. Tune in 0 to 10. So go to your issue. See what number it is. So for you, Sudabe, anger and anxiety was 7. What number is that now?
I would say about 4 now.
Beautiful. So you've come from a 7 to a 4, which is more space.
Yes.
What are you present to right now?
What do you still feel more?
I feel some aches in my back, like a bit of all of a sudden I feel some ache and pain in my middle back.
Ah, okay. So there's some tension in your back?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Sometimes, you know, when we are clearing out stuff, there's a level, you know, things can happen in the body. Are you hydrated? Have you drunk lots of water?
I had some, not a lot. I will, though. I think I see Nicola having some. So.
Yeah. I would do a lot.
Okay.
Go on. I would do a lot of self-care. You've been through a very, very difficult time. I would get a lot of support. I would do maybe a hot bath with Epsom salts. Keep tapping. You know, if we were in session, we'd keep peeling back the layers there. And make sure you just get lots of support. And I hope you can join us for the series. I think it would be super helpful for you.
Thank you. You've been very, very helpful. I'm new to this, but I can feel something very strong, and I appreciate that. I know there are people like you that like to share the goodness around to other people like us who need help. Thank you.
You are so welcome. Yeah, I hope you're feeling more peaceful, and keep tapping along in the call and let me know how you go, okay?
Okay, thanks so much.
Okay, you're so welcome. Press *6. Okay, so thank you so much to Sudaba for being so courageous. She's been through an awful lot, and so to come on the call and do some tapping. She's come from a 7 to a 4. She's kind of let go of stuff, and of course there's more layers to peel back. You know, there's a lot that she's been through. And I hope that you're all feeling lighter and more spacious. We hold on to so much being human, and it's really good just to have a good tap and vent. In fact, one thing you can do, Sudabe and anyone else that's listening, it's really good just to tap around the points and have a good vent. Like, express your anger, express your guilt, your grief, your fear. Just go for it and keep tapping till you don't have anything else to say. You know, it's just a wonderful thing to clear out that old stuck energy. And often we suppress ourselves. And what happens is these negative emotions get stored in the body, and they create a disruption in the energy system. The tapping gets the energy moving again. So it's all related. And I love this technique because you're working with the mind and the body. And it's really helping you let go of that tension we're carrying around, sometimes for years, right? And we have traumas, right, that happened from our childhood, from something that happened last week or last year. And we carry that in our body. And the tapping is really amazing for clearing out and letting go of that old stuck trauma and old energy. So that's something I do in the private sessions. And there's also a thing called matrix re-imprinting, which is very helpful for clearing out old energy. So what we're going to do, we're going to do a bit more tapping. I'm going to tap with somebody else in a moment. And then we'll finish with some lovely tapping affirmations. And I'd love to just share about the seven-week series, which is coming up. If you feel like, I hope that you're feeling lighter and more open to possibility now. That's what normally happens when we tap. And if you feel like you'd like a weekly structure, there's a seven-week teleclass, Tap Into Magic series, starting in a couple of weeks. And I love it. It's just to have a call every week where you just tap and vent and clear, do some visualization. It's just a lovely structure, right, to keep you moving in the direction of your dream. And people have reported that they really take more action. They feel more peaceful. They feel more in action. There was one lady who was really stuck. She had a lot of clutter, actually. And she, I tapped with her on one of these calls, and we tapped on procrastination. And a couple of days later, she emailed me and said, I've just cleaned out the whole basement, and the trucks have just come and taken everything away. And by the way, if you are stuck, if you're feeling stuck, clearing out your clutter is a really good place to start to move that old energy. I've also worked with, you know, I love working with entrepreneurs, as I've said before, with the inner game. Sometimes people are stressed about money or they're feeling like their business is slow. And I worked with somebody on one of the calls who was really stressed and her business was slow. And we tapped. And the following week, let's see, I think she said she had like, she went from 2 to 7 clients. I love working with people on It's Safe to Shine. Often we have a vision and a dream, and then we hide out. So clearing those blocks to shining is super important too. And if you feel like you would like to do this program, you also get, once you're registered, you'll get some laser audios. And those are really great. They're 10-minute audios. There's one on procrastination, one on fear and worry, guilt and shame, and you'll just hear my voice leading you along, which is just so helpful, whether you're a seasoned tapper or you're new. It's just nice to be led. So you'll get all those once you're registered. I have helped people in terms of, abundance, bringing more abundance in, and just bringing in more calmness and confidence and more focus. So if you'd like to join us for the series, it starts in a couple of weeks, and the calls are recorded, so you can join any time, you can listen any time. All the live calls are going to be on Wednesdays at 1 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. If you can't be on live, don't worry. The calls are just as powerful. You can tap along later. A lot of people do that. If you could be on live, it's a great opportunity to work with me. And you can just email me if you're having a tough week and say, hey, can you work with me today? And so you get 7 weeks of classes. You also get a private breakthrough session with me one-on-one, which is just so important and lovely to have a one-on-one session where it's all about you. There's also a VIP package where you can get a series of sessions too, which I'll share about. So if you'd like to join, I have a special early bird special. You can go to my website, katewinch.com, KateWinch, and click on the 7-week Tap Into Magic teleclass series. And if you scroll down, you'll see you can either sign up for the teleclass with the one series, and you'll get all the laser audios as soon as you're registered. This is $297. If you sign up today, it's just $197. And if you feel like, gosh, I would like more support, you can sign up for the VIP series, and that includes 5 sessions and also a 30-minute tarot card reading and the teleclass and all the audios. And that is just $9.97. It's a savings of $300. And so if you scroll down, you can see that at the bottom of the page and just click on the Buy Now button. And then if you're a reviewer and you just want to do the teleclass, at the very bottom you can sign up for just the teleclass series. But I really recommend having private sessions as well. The weekly group calls are fabulous and a great structure, but it's just really nice to have the one-on-one support, giving yourself the gift of support. So questions, thoughts, comments, press *6 about the series. If this work resonates with you. I'm also going to throw in, to make it an easy yes if you're feeling drawn to it, I'm going to do like a little mini email tarot reading for you too, which is personally tailored, which I'll email to you too as a bonus if you sign up on the call today. So before we get going to another round of tapping, does anyone have any questions, thoughts, or comments? Press *6. Otherwise, we will move on. Okay, so let's go and work with Jennifer. Press *6 and come back on the line. Are you there? Oh, yeah. Hi, Jennifer. How's it going?
It's going okay. I was feeling like my current story is a little bit like the woman you were just working with.
Right.
Because there's just a lot of, I've been learning about trauma therapy because I didn't know it existed.
Yeah.
And some of the speakers on that, in that system, so to speak, like one of the founders of a self-help technique said that when people take training in, you know, like being a prisoner of war or something as an actor, they have to go through desensitizing. I mean, it's sort of those patterns lock into your head so quickly, and it's so hard for people that haven't had trauma to understand what that mechanism is in the brain. And so, you know, it's really easy for people to make insensitive remarks because they don't understand. That's what I've been, that's what's been hurting me for the last couple of years. So
trauma is huge.
I think that, you know, giving yourself permission to not have to prove it to anyone and understanding that, you know, because I feel like I sort of have to re-heal all the stuff I've been working on for 40 years. And on a certain level, that's true. So it's not a failing on my part. It's the mechanics of trauma and how it affects
the brain. I know it can, it's so deep and it's really important to get support and clear that. I'm glad you're on the call and we just have a little bit of time, but is there something we could work on? And if you could tell me in a nutshell, something to let go of and bring in, it could be just procrastination or stuck energy, or what would you like to, how can I best support you?
I don't want, I am hesitant to, I have proven well in my life that I can manifest and I can create stuff for myself and so on and so forth, but I don't feel trusting anymore. And then people's response is, oh, you're just negative. No, I'm just honest. I feel like there's a lot of, it disturbs me that people, I feel like I'm in a part of a global cult in the sense that people don't take responsibility for their actions. I don't really understand why. So then it becomes...
Hey, Jennifer, Yeah, can you just tell me in a nutshell, because we just have a little bit of time, but just what you want to let go of and bring in. It could be I want to let go.
Bring in like peace.
Yeah.
And let go of the need to be understood.
The need to be understood. Okay. And what's the primary emotion with that need to be understood?
Well, it's just a lot of pain. I mean, it's hurtful to me for people to say, you know, things that they don't realize are, you know, like in a workshop, in a seminar, you know.
Yeah.
If you don't have what you want, it's because you're too negative or you're not trying. Well, it's not actually true.
Yeah.
So there's this globalization of tamping down what people are feeling, and that is really painful to me.
Yes.
So I'd like to be able to approach that with a little more neutrality.
Yeah. Okay, so what number is that, 0 to 10, this need to be understood?
It's 10.
And the primary emotion?
Sadness.
Okay, Karas, so if you have this issue, this need to be understood, maybe you worry about what others think, or you want to, you just want people to get you, give that a number 0 to 10 and tap along. So let's go to the karate chop point. Even though I have all this sadness.
Even though I have all this sadness.
And this need to be understood.
And this need to be understood.
I feel so misunderstood.
I feel so judged. Yeah.
I feel so judged. And I don't know how to let it go.
And I don't know how to let it go. I'm not sure I want to let it go because, you know, this is kind of a surprise to me. And my walls are up for self-protection. I'm not sure I want to let them down.
Yeah. But I love and accept myself anyway.
But I love and accept myself anyway.
Close your eyes. Deep breath, everyone. Even though I have all this hurt and pain.
Even though I have all this hurt and pain.
And I feel so judged and misunderstood.
And I feel so judged and misunderstood.
I accept who I am.
I accept who I am.
And I appreciate how I feel.
And I appreciate how I feel.
Close your eyes, deep breath. Keep tapping on the side of the hand, even though I have this deep grief and sadness.
Even though I have this deep grief and sadness.
And I feel so judged and criticized.
And I feel so judged and criticized.
I choose to love.
I feel like people are trying to make me shut up. It's not just the criticism. It's the, you know, just shut up and take it kind of thing. So, yeah.
I feel like people are trying to make me shut up.
I feel like people are trying to make me shut up.
I feel so unheard.
I feel very unheard.
And I love and accept myself anyway.
And I love and accept myself anyway.
And then we're going to the eyebrows. All this grief and sadness.
All this grief and sadness.
All this feeling judged and criticized.
All this feeling judged and criticized.
Underneath the eyes. I feel so misunderstood.
I feel so misunderstood.
Nose, I feel so unheard.
I feel so unheard.
Chin, keep tapping. Have a little vent. Tell me more about how it is for you as you tap around the points.
Well, every time I bring up something, whomever I'm talking to, their judgment of me is clear. Oh, there she goes again. She's just complaining, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, or somebody in a workshop will say, well, you know, you can't worry about everyone when they're talking about how some guy built a, you know, a large social media following by taking pictures of unsuspecting women and creating a false, what is that app where people, anyway, he was publishing pictures of women without their permission. And I don't think that's proper. Oh, you can't worry about everyone. You just have to worry about yourself. Well, I know that that seems to be the way the world is going, but I know right from wrong, and I'm not going to let that go because I keep getting shamed, you know?
Mm-hmm. Just keep tapping around the points, all this feeling shamed.
All this feeling shamed.
All this sadness and grief.
All this sadness and grief.
Feeling so judged and criticized.
Feeling so judged and criticized.
Feeling so unheard.
Feeling so unheard and blamed.
All this blame and shame.
All this blame and shame.
It's so awful.
It's really painful.
All this pain and hurt.
All this pain and hurt.
Feeling so misunderstood.
Feeling so misunderstood and shut down.
All this hurt and pain.
All this hurt and pain.
All this guilt and shame.
All this guilt and shame.
All
I don't want to be my mother. I really don't want to be my mother.
This fear of being my mother.
Because when I get too mad, I'll strike, and that's what my mother used to do.
All this anger.
All this anger, all this rage.
This anger and rage.
This anger
at them.
This anger, this anger at the people who don't care about their impact. It's very hard for me to watch people deliberately hurt others in a broad strokes systemic way. You know, I don't know how people can say, oh, well, I'm just going to just worry about myself. You know, okay, that's fine, but you could put somebody out of business and that person has however many employees that are going to lose their jobs. I don't understand that thinking. But it is what it is.
Cool.
It's not just affecting me, but for me, it's really really painful to watch.
All this loss of power.
All this loss of power.
All this feeling out, like I can't control it.
All this, feeling like I can't control it. And feeling
it's
like I'm invisible. Like who I am, my soul, is invisible.
Mm-hmm.
Or insignificant.
This old belief that I'm invisible.
This reborn belief that I'm invisible.
Yeah. All this struggle.
All this struggle.
All this hopelessness and helplessness.
All this hopelessness and helplessness. No, I need to be able to demonstrate my intentions by my actions, you know. But and so it wasn't a problem before. But I think that globally we're all in such survival that nobody takes the time to look, you know.
Mm.
It's just
mm-hmm.
reaction.
All this sadness about what's happening in the world.
All this sadness.
All this loss of power.
All this loss of power and control and feeling safe.
Yeah, this feeling unsafe in the world.
Yep, feeling unsafe, feeling unheard, feeling judged and criticized because I don't, you know, I make different choices than a lot of people. And I'm not apologetic about it.
Yeah, it's so exhausting.
Exhausting and it's hurtful.
Yeah.
And it's traumatizing in the sense that when something happens, I'm not, like, I feel like I've been selective on who I interact with. So then when something happens, it's really devastating because I thought I had used enough discernment to keep myself safe. But
All this conflict.
All this disappointment.
All this old trauma.
All this hurt and pain.
All this feeling blamed and shamed. All this sadness and grief. All this loss of power.
This loss of hope.
Feeling so unsafe. It's so exhausting. And I have suffered so much about this.
Because I thought that I had worked my way. I thought that all of my efforts had yielded me a certain peace and sovereignty and control of my own life. Some things I can control, but most I can't.
All this disappointment. Feeling like I should be further ahead. All this judgment and criticism. I'm so tired of suffering about this. I would really like to feel safe to let it go.
From the deepest root causes.
All this fear and worry. All this loss of power. I'm letting it go. It's safe to let it go. I call all my power back. From all dimensions of time and space. It is safe to heal. It's safe to relax. I let go of being general manager of the universe. And I give this to the universe to handle.
I don't need to do it all by myself.
Only good lies before me. Only good comes out of these challenges. I listen to my inner wisdom. I know what to do. What do you need? What's your inner wisdom saying you need to heal and to feel more peaceful and safe?
I tend to want to understand and analyze, and but I don't think there's any. I don't think I can predict. I feel like that's kind of a fool's mission. So I just need to feel. I don't feel heard. Well, because if I'm trying to orchestrate something and it's just me and I have limited resources and I ask all the questions that I can think of to make everything come together, and nobody listens, then it's a catastrophe. And, you know, I'm not asking questions just to entertain myself. So, yeah.
Are you getting plenty of support? Are you allowing yourself support where you do get heard?
Not really. I started this week with a new therapist who is female, and she listens. But the other ones that were male did not.
Jennifer, I have to wrap up, unfortunately. I just want to encourage you to. Yeah, I love that you're working with someone, but giving yourself the gift of support and a safe container where you get heard, because you can't make people hear you. Like, some people are going to hear you and some people aren't. But just making sure that you get your needs met and that you take care of yourself and get the healing.
Obviously,
this is just a short little round, but just close your eyes, everyone. Take a nice deep breath and tune in. And 0 to 10, this sadness and grief about feeling misunderstood and judged. 0 to 10. I'm curious. Obviously, there's more layers to go, but what number are you at?
I'm probably at a 4 right now.
That's great. So you've gone from a 10 to a 4. You've got more room and space. What are you present to?
Well, I'm just thinking about creating the space to be heard. I got to find a way to, like, when I go on a hike, be able to, I don't know, if I got to find some way to dictate into my phone or something like that. Because I'm releasing it while I'm walking.
It's a great idea.
But it would be nice to use the time in two ways, you know.
Yes. And to make sure that you're listening to your inner wisdom and hearing that, you know, as well. So that you're having a structure where you're heard by others, but you're really listening to your wise self, too, about healing all this. That's great. I love that, Jennifer. And anything else you'd like to say about what you're present to?
No, I'm trying to be optimistic, but
You know, there's a lot there. Yeah, if the tapping resonates, I would love to support you further. And I hope that, you know, if it resonates, do the series and do a session or sessions. But keep getting tons of support, however that looks, and whatever resonates with you. And I know it's a journey that you're on, and this is a little round of tapping, but you know, you've come from a 10 to a 4, which is a really good shift. And I would go for your hike now. I know you're going for a hike, and do some tapping and venting, and it'll really help keep clearing it.
Yeah.
And, thank you so much for being on this call and for your courage. And I hope you join us for the series if it resonates. And I hope that you just keep tapping and moving the energy, however that looks.
I definitely want to join for the series.
Great.
Because, you know, I just need some structure, really. So, yeah, that'd be
good. Yeah, I would recommend, you know, you might want to do the VIP where you get the extra sessions, or at the very least, you'll get that one private session too. And just having the weekly structure of tapping is so great, because we hold all the stuck energy in our bodies. So I'm thrilled that you're going to join us, Jennifer. And I'm really glad I got to work with you today.
Thanks. Me too. Thanks, Kate.
Yeah, and let me know how you go, okay, how you feel after the session. Go tap, keep tapping, keep clearing, and you'll get the laser audios. Once you're registered, maybe you can go and tap on those as you walk.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm sending you much love. And
press
star. Yeah, thanks for coming on the call and being courageous. Press star 6.
Okay.
So, yeah, just a big thank you to Jennifer. and Subhadde for their courage. You know, being human is not easy and it's tough, right? When we have these challenges and there's so much stress and emotion, and I just really want to encourage you all to get the support you need. And don't do this alone. You know, Robert Halsen says, if you're human, you need support. And often we're really going through it and we're not getting the support we need. So if this work resonates with you, I would love you to join us for the series. We're going to finish up with a little round of affirmations, actually. But yeah, if you're not getting support, I would go for the, and this tapping resonates, it's lovely to have the weekly group call to move that stuck energy. And then I would do the, oh, just make sure you press *6. I think Jennifer maybe is a background noise. So I would recommend doing, if you're really going through it, get the VIP program and get the 5 sessions. And then you're doing the group, you're doing the private sessions, you're really moving a lot of energy. If you have other support and you're feeling like, oh, I'm getting what I need, just, you can do the 7-week teleclass with the private session. But just give yourself the gift of support. As I said, once you're signed up, you'll get the laser audios plus some previous teleclasses. So you can get moving on it all right now. When I first got into tapping, you know, I just, I had a teacher and I got all these audios and I would just go on a walk and I would tap and clear my, every day I would clear my stuff because, you know, the older we get and being human, we have a lot of stuff to clear. And it really helped. And I also still use it to this day. If I'm having a hard time, I'll tap. And I'm always amazed how much lighter it helps me feel. And, you know, whether it's personally or professionally, if I'm going through some stress, I'll tap. And it's magical. I mean, I find that's why I call it tap into magic, because when we clear our stress, our anger, fear, guilt, shame, and all of that stuff, we actually have some space to allow more good into our lives and be in, listen to our inner wisdom. Because if we're stressed out, we're often disconnected from that inner wisdom. So I hope you're all feeling lighter. We have gone over a bit. So this is recorded. Hopefully, if you can stay on, we're going to do a little bit of affirmations. But does anyone have any questions? Thoughts,
yes,
or comments? Yes. Hello.
Hi, Kate. I had to hop on and off, so I don't know what I missed. My name's Alex.
What's your name?
Alex.
Hi, Alex. How's it going?
Good. And I'm not sure if you already covered this, because like I said, I had to cut out.
Yeah.
I just wanted to see, you know, can I bring up an issue for tapping, or do you want to go ahead to something else?
You know, we're coming towards the end of the call, so I'm wrapping it up. But do you have a specific question about, I can maybe say something about what you wanted to tap on?
I mean, yeah, it's just, you know, I believe that there's a bigger picture playing out right now in the U.S., and I'm very disturbed by politics. And
yeah,
sometimes I can be really, really, really positive, right? And I keep going into this like, oh, my God, it's like the light going to win, and what just happened with Trump care, I can't even talk about it. And I'm going to need to do some work on myself before I'm going to be okay. But it's like I feel so discouraged by this country right now that I do believe in people. That's not my issue. I feel like we're losing. And the discouragement I feel is like, this is going to be so bad. This Trump care thing is going to be like, I just feel really down, Kate. Like,
yeah,
I'm very discouraged. It's going to
be,
no one I know is going to have health care. No one's going to be able to afford it. I remember the old days. God forbid you should have to pay for anything with healthcare.
So, Alex, we are coming to the end of the call, and I totally get it, but why don't I just do a quick round? Are you familiar with tapping? Are you a tapper?
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, because I would tap every day on this, because it is huge, and a lot of people are really, I mean, it's very concerning, right? So you can't control what's out there, but you can control your own energy. And so I would tap and vent, you know, on the sadness and the stress and the shock and the fear and worry and the future tripping, you know, keep clearing your energy and keep calling your power back, because there can be a real loss of power when you've got this person that's making these awful decisions. And really, really do a lot of self-care and listen to your inner wisdom. Does that make sense?
Oh, absolutely. I'm just like, I'm a little blown out. It's going to take me several days to get it back.
Yeah, I totally understand. Yeah, that's obviously, you know, if I was in a session with you, we could peel back the layers, but let's just go to the eyebrows, all this fear and worry.
Do you want me to repeat, Kate?
Yeah, just go to
all
your eyebrows.
Fear and worry. Yeah, all this
all
fear
this
and worry.
Side of the eyes, all this loss of power.
All this loss of power.
Underneath the eyes, all this future tripping.
Yeah, all this future tripping.
No, I'm so, all this expecting the worst.
You know what it is, Kate? It's betrayal. I feel betrayed.
Yeah, Chin, this betrayal. I feel so betrayed.
I feel totally betrayed.
Collarbone, all this betrayal.
All this betrayal.
Underneath the arms, all this anger and resentment.
Anger and resentment.
Ribcage, this old trauma that's being triggered about this.
Yep, this old trauma that's being triggered.
Two wrists together. I've had so much trauma.
I've had so much trauma.
Top of the head, all this betrayal from my past.
All this betrayal from my past.
Eyebrows, no wonder it's so painful.
No wonder it's so painful.
Side of the eyes, all this fear and worry.
All this fear and worry.
Underneath the eyes, all this loss of power.
All this loss of power.
All this hurt and pain.
All this hurt and pain.
Chin, all this fear and worry about what's going to happen.
All this fear and worry about what's going to happen.
Collarbone, all this doom and gloom.
All this doom and gloom.
Anything else you want to add?
I feel like my disappointment's so intense, I can't even describe it. It's disappointment. So many good years. I was so happy. It feels like a mistake. This presidency is just a mistake, and God just turned on us. It's like, I just, I'm so disappointed. It's just
all this
the darkest hour.
All this deep, intense disappointment.
Deep, intense disappointment.
All this shock and disbelief.
All this shock and disbelief.
Not believing what is happening.
Yeah, not being able to believe it. Like, how could this be?
Yeah, all this shock and disbelief.
All this shock and disbelief.
All this betrayal.
All this betrayal.
All this stress.
All this stress.
All this expecting the worst.
Yeah. All this expecting the worst.
All these images of terrible things happening in the future.
Yeah, all these images of terrible things happening in the future.
It's so stressful.
It's so stressful and painful.
I have suffered so much about this.
Yeah, I have. I've suffered so much about this.
All this loss of power.
All this loss of power.
All this sadness and grief.
All the sadness and grief.
This intense betrayal and disappointment.
This intense betrayal and disappointment.
This sadness and grief.
This sadness and grief.
It's so exhausting.
It's exhausting.
And I've suffered so much about this.
I've suffered so much about this.
I would really like to let it go.
I'd really like to let it go.
From the deepest root causes.
From the deepest root causes.
I'm letting it go.
I'm letting it go.
Letting it go.
Letting it go.
Letting it all go.
Letting it all go.
I let go of being general manager of the universe.
Yeah. I know. I let go of being general manager of the universe.
I give this to the universe to handle.
Yeah, I give this to the universe.
I don't need to do this all by myself.
I don't need to do this all by myself.
It's safe to relax.
It's safe to relax.
It's safe to trust.
Ooh. Okay. Safe to trust.
Even though it's hard to see.
Even though it's hard to see.
That good can come out of this.
That good can come out of this.
And good lies before me.
And good lies before me.
I trust in the divine order of life.
Okay, I'm going to have to write that one down. That's where I think I broke. Something's broken.
Yeah.
Yep, there it is.
And yep. And what does your inner wisdom say about this situation? What does your wise self say?
Well, I know what I've been saying all along. I'm just having a moment of fear that there's a bigger picture playing out.
Yeah.
And the dark is always darkest before the dawn. And, you know, I just feel like, but what if I'm wrong? What if it's really just really going to be awful if that bill passes? And it's real. Politics is real. And I'm just very disappointed that this would be the case.
Yeah.
I'm very disappointed.
Yeah. This deep disappointment. All this disappointment.
All this disappointment.
All this fear and worry.
All this fear and worry.
All this loss of power.
Big loss of power.
I call
you know, like getting knocked over the head, like they're just going to take us all out in one fell swoop. God forbid you need medical insurance.
I call all my power back.
For the first time. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm calling my power back.
I call all my power back.
Call all my power back.
From all dimensions of time and space.
From all dimensions of time and space.
It's safe to be powerful.
Safe to be powerful.
And trust in the divine order of life.
And trust in the divine order of life.
That even though it's hard to see.
Even though it's hard to see.
That the universe has my back.
Wow. That the universe has my back.
Life loves me.
Life loves me.
Close your eyes. Deep breath. Now, I know a lot's coming up, and we have to wrap up, but tell me what you're present to and any thoughts, comments, questions. And obviously, if I was in a session, we'd keep peeling back the layers and doing more. But, yeah, tell me what you're present to.
Yeah, and I'm going to contact you because okay, I'm present to where I've broken my belief, actually. I think I know what the core is of what's broken here for me. And why this is so triggering. Like right when you're doing great, you get kicked down kind of thing. So for me, that's what this represents. The Obama years felt like I could finally breathe. And then this feels like they're just going to take us out. So So anyway, I'm aware of what is happening, like where I'm triggered right now.
Yeah.
And I can work on that. You know, I just.
Yeah.
But it is a trigger. You're right. It's very triggering.
Yeah. And it's triggering old trauma. And that's why it's even more painful. I mean, it's painful and upsetting and it's triggering these old wounds. So, yeah, I do. There's a bunch of stuff I do around that. And, yeah, I would love to support you further if that resonates. Just reach out.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know, if you want to join the series and you get sessions and stuff, feel free to do that, or we can work something else out, whatever is good for you. But yeah, thank you so much for coming on the call and being so vulnerable. And I'm sure that was very helpful for a lot of people because it's so triggering right now. And keep tapping. I keep tapping and venting and keep clearing, keep moving through this stuff, okay?
Thanks so much for even doing that at the last minute. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome.
You're beautiful.
I'm sending you much love, okay?
Thank you.
I press *6, Alex. Yeah, it's such a challenging time, right, with all the stuff going on in the world and politics, and it's very triggering. And often, you know, it is upsetting, and there's an expression, we're never upset for the reason we think, even though there's a lot of good reasons to be upset. It's triggering old wounds and traumas. So get the support. Do not try and do it all on your own. And it's really nice if you're having a hard time to get the support you need. So once again, if you'd like to join us for this series, I highly recommend it. It's really nice. What we do is we start with a visualization, then I'll work with a couple of people and tap through everything, and then you get the private session. So you can go to katewinch.com, click on the 7-week Tap into Magic teleclass series, and you can either do the teleclass series 7 weeks. The calls are recorded. You can listen anytime. You'll get the laser audios as soon as you're signed up, plus some previous classes. And you'll get a session as well, a one-on-one. And it's the early bird sign up today. It's just $197, which is a crazy price. I kind of have created it so it's affordable for everyone. And you'll get the laser audios. I'll do a little mini tarot email reading for you too. And just click on the buy now button. And then if you want more support, scroll down to the bottom and get the VIP package, which is 5 private 60-minute sessions, plus a 30-minute tarot card reading as well. And then the 7 classes. It's just a lovely structure. Okay, so this call did go as longer than usual, but I want to finish with just some a little round of affirmations. And if you have questions, you can ask after I finish the affirmations, or you can email me, but I would love you to join us. So let's just go to the eyebrows and tap on some affirmations. Let me see. Eyebrows, I deserve joy. Side of the eyes, I love being me. Underneath the eyes, I choose to stay centered in truth and peace. Nose, I choose to never abandon myself. I am perfect exactly as I am. Collarbone, I let go of the need for this suffering in my life. Underneath the arms, I forgive everyone, including myself. Ribcage, and I set myself free. Two wrists together, my love is limitless. Top of the head, it's safe to be powerful. It's safe to shine. Eyebrows, I release all negative energy. Side of the eyes, I let go of the past with ease. Underneath the eyes, I am motivated by love. Nose, only good lies before me. Only good comes out of this situation. I let go of being general manager of the universe. Give this to the universe to handle. I release all fears and doubts. It's safe to be powerful. I'm allowed to prosper, safe to be happy. It's safe to relax and trust in the divine order of my life. Life loves me. I choose to feel calm and confident. Everything is unfolding perfectly. I love feeling calm and peaceful. Life loves me. All is well. Close your eyes. Take a nice deep breath. And just tune in. See how you're feeling. And great work, everyone. Thank you again, Alex, Jennifer, and Sadabe, for your courage. And I know everyone's going through a lot of intense emotions at the moment. And so if this tapping resonates with you, I'd love you to join us. Just keep tapping, right? Keep moving that energy. It's a real lifesaver. I mean, when you're really going through it, you can just tap around the points, vent, keep tapping till you have nothing else to say. Just give yourself permission to vent and clear it out. And then you'll feel lighter. And then you say, well, what if I could let this go? What if I could feel a little lighter? What if I could feel some relief? And then you can bring in, I choose to feel surprisingly calm and peaceful, safe to relax, and all of that stuff. So this is just a nutshell, right, of all, it's a simple technique, but there's a lot to it. And as I said, I do the matrix re-imprinting, which is good for clearing all trauma, and intuitive readings and hypnotherapy. Like, we do a lot in the private sessions, which is just a lovely addition to the group calls. And I would love to support you. So thank you so much for being on the call. If you sign up today for the series, you'll get the bonus email, tarot reading, which I'll make for you. I'll tune in and do a reading for you over email, plus the private session and the laser audios. It's an incredible package. So listen to your inner wisdom. If you feel like, yeah, I'd like this weekly structure, go ahead and sign up. And if you have questions, any questions before I sign off the call, press *6. Okay, lovely. Oh, is there somebody there? Hello?
Can you just say where it is? I'm so sorry. It's on your website, I'm sure, but do I have it in the email? Okay.
It's katewinch.com, KateWinch. And then if you go to the 7-week tapping teleclass, you can either do the single session with the classes or the VIP package, which has 5 sessions.
Fantastic.
Did you get that?
Absolutely. Thank you.
Okay, great. Thanks so much. Okay, lovelies, any other questions?
I have a quick question.
Who's this?
This is Jennifer, sorry. This is early bird, correct?
Say that again.
So what if the price on that you're offering today is we subscribe today, but what if we want to do like the VIP, but I don't have $1,000 cash today?
Oh, yeah. Well, when is good for you? When can you do that?
Well, that's hard to say, but I would expect by next week. I'm working on a proposal for a big contract right now.
Yeah, so. Totally. I would love to. I think that's a great idea, Jennifer. And let's just email. We'll work something out.
Okay.
That's totally
okay.
Cool. Yeah, I'm so glad. I think it will be really helpful. And I'm really glad you're joining us.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Jennifer. Keep me posted, and I'll check in with you, okay? We'll work something out. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, you're so welcome. Press *6. Any other thoughts, questions, comments?
Hey, it's Sandy.
Sandy, how's it going?
Good, and I just want to thank you. That's all I wanted to say.
Oh, it's lovely to hear you. What a treat to hear your voice. Are you feeling lighter?
Yes. Thank you.
Good. Well, thank you. And keep me posted. I hope you can join us for the series. It'd be lovely to have you on the calls again.
Thank you.
Okay. Much love. Press *6.
Okay. Thanks. Bye.
Okay. Ah, oh, great to hear Sandy. Okay, lovelies. Anybody else? Well, thank you so much for being on this call. I'm really honored that you joined me. I'm super passionate about this work and what I do. And you can email me if you have questions. If this is resonating with you, just sign up for the series with the one session or the VIP package, and give yourself the gift of support. And like I said, it's just a lovely structure each week, because life can be stressful, and just to clear your energy every week, people report being so much more productive and moving forward. Okay, sending you so much love, and I look forward to hearing you on the calls, and send me emails if you have questions. Many blessings. Bye.
Bye. Thank you, Kate.